What'd you get, baby? Oh.
Six. Like any good cleric.
What'd you get?
12.
12. Okay. Scarlet for the win. You are up next.
Okay, so I'm looking at the scene of this Hydra.
Yeah, five heads.
Right in front of me.
Big creature.
Pardon my lack of monster knowledge.
Knowledge, yeah.
With a Hydra, is there something that delineates like a one main head or no?
There's not one main head. Mm-hmm. It's the five heads.
Okay.
Give me a history check on what you would know about a Hydra.
Okay.
Five heads, so Corleone, Tattaglia, Barzini.
Strici, it's a very Corleone. New Jersey joke, babe.
Not good. Eight.
Eight? Mm-hmm. They have lots of heads, but you've heard if you cut it off, it grows back. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. That's all I'll give you.
All right. So I focus on one of the heads.
Okay.
And I'll call it head three.
Head three.
Head three.
Get a piece of paper. Because for here, it's just the Hydra is only one, and it's like, nah. Oh, thank you.
Any more?
No, I need a pen. Oh, I can borrow?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Okay, what do I want? Do we want a map? I don't know how much map I can give you.
No, I don't
think so.
Now let's do it old school.
We're in a circle room with the Hydra in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And water. And so we have nowhere to really move.
No, you're fucked.
And how many more are coming out of the water?
No. One Hydra.
Oh, only one Hydra.
One Hydra, many heads.
Oh.
You don't believe me. You only need one.
So there's... Okay, just so I can get it clear in my own head, we're kind of in a circular room.
Sure.
With a ledge around it that we could walk on, but there's water in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
I'll draw a little bit for you. Okay. So when you came...
And a song.
There's a little cave. There's a little... And then you came out to this rocky room like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were at this cliff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of a walk down here.
Mm-hmm.
And you were able to get down. This is one whole floor. And there's a little bit of water that is here. The Hydra came out. The Hydra will just put dead center with his heads... And then I was assuming you guys would be about here.
Okay, so this is floor.
This is floor.
Okay.
This is...
Stairs.
And then this is ledge.
Got it. And that's water.
And this is water. Wata!
Okay.
Okay!
Okay. So now, I'm like, okay guys, I'm gonna try something. I don't know if it's gonna work. Fish of fear. Head three dissonant whispers.
Okay.
You are dark, you are scary, but I'm not gonna die today.
Okay. That's a wisdom?
Yes.
Ooh. That is six.
Oh, that feels.
That feels.
Yeah, it does. 3d6 psychic damage and must immediately use its reaction, if available, to move as far as its speed allows away from me. So let me get your damage.
What was the type of save?
Wisdom?
Wisdom, but to what effect? Just, it wasn't an actual effect, like frightened or...
No.
Okay, good.
It just says it's racking with terrible pain, wisdom, failed save, psychic damage, and use its reaction to move away from me.
Okay, so he'll use his reaction to move back his movement. So he's right at the edge of the water right now.
Yes, and took 9 damage, I guess, to head 3.
Overall damage.
Oh, okay.
Overall damage, but it depends on if you actually cut off a head. Right?
No, I'm not cutting off a head.
Right.
I don't run Hydras because
you ran a Hydra once before.
Years ago, and I hated it because it was so goddamn complicated, I never ran one again.
Yeah, I was going to ask your advice on it. Razzie, have you ever done a Hydra?
No.
Very confusing.
I say you run it the way you want to run it.
I'm going to say he has one over...
Anything we do to one of the heads.
So this is what it... Alright, don't meta! I don't think you... You can do this if you really, really try. But if the Hydra takes a certain amount of hit points in one turn, that means one of his heads gone. Then the next turn, 2 come back. And he heals.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So if he takes a certain amount of hit points, one head's gone. But what if you didn't cut it off? Let's say the head just, like, fucking exploded.
still considered head dies. Because it doesn't actually say head comes off. It says if it's a certain amount of head hit points in a single turn, one of its heads dies.
But with
they consider it as a head die.
So with psychic damage, though, no head is ever dying. It's just...
It's 35 hit points. I don't think you can do 35 hit points for psychic.
Well, if I kept hitting dissonant.
One turn.
Oh. Okay.
Razzie could do it because he could do like a smite and a this and a that, and he could do a lot. Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to use a bonus action, please.
Sure.
I would like to bonus action to Ulrich. Don't cut off a head. 1d8.
Okay. Good to know.
Okay. Up next is Simon. Next up is Zorik.
I'm thinking of the witch bolt.
Okay.
Okay, because...
That's a roll to hit.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. I'm going to cast it third level.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Roll to hit. She got a 14. He's a 17 to hit.
I did a finish and I'm a bitch best.
That's why I was a little worried about upcasting it.
Got him motivated.
That's the risk, though.
It was worth the risk, I think.
Okay, Simon, that was your turn. Zork.
All right. So here's my character's... Here's my character's train of thought.
Okay.
He's not going to go after a head.
Okay.
He's going to go after the body.
Yep.
And the reason for that is not because, and this is me not trying to meta, almost everything he's seen that has been thrown at him from this guy today has been an illusion. If the heads, as you say, come and look right at us, I'm thinking that it's not that the head, that it wants me to think that the head is the obvious target when it's not.
Okay.
So I'm going to be like, no, I'm not taking your bait, and I'm going to go to the body. Okay. So as soon as the body gets in range, I'm going to run towards it, and I'm going to take a swing. I'm going to take a swing at the body.
Sure. How much is your movement?
30 feet.
Okay.
19?
19 to hit hits.
Cool. And you know what's coming out.
Smite!
Yeah, we're going to do a second level smite.
Smite!
Do you need the damage separate?
No. If anyone does acid, let me know, though.
So it's going to be 6 for slashing.
Okay.
8 radiant.
8 radiant. Okay, excellent. Now, it goes. It will move. It can move towards you now, right? Because it's not technically frightened or anything, right? It was just that turn, this reaction to move away?
Yes. Okay.
So it's going to blow past you.
Okay.
It's going to move where it's kind of in the middle of everybody.
How big is this thing?
Pretty damn big. It is gargantuan.
Oh, okay. All right.
PDB. Pretty damn big.
All right.
Okay. This thing's a bitch. You all get a bite attack. Okay. 28. Hit 16.
Point. Fail.
15.
Eat a bag of dicks.
29.
What?
To hit.
To hit. Okay. Of course it does.
By a significant margin.
Of course it does.
Okay. So for you, for Scarlet, that's 16 points of damage.
Damn.
For Simon,
yeah,
that's 19 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay. Ulrich, you are up.
Uh-huh. Constitution save.
Constitution save. Decent amount of con. 17.
Okay.
Bonus action. Fuck. Odds. Evens. Evens. Bonus action. Second level healing word on Scarlet.
Yay.
Okay, Scarlet, you are up. That was your turn, right?
You heal 6.
Yay. Thank you.
So, Simon, you're up next.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to cast... Blindness. Now, it says choose one creature that you can see within range. Mm. This still counts as one, though it has 5 heads, yes?
Yep, you're right.
Fucking go. Okay, make a constitution saving throw.
Dirty 20.
You're fucking kidding.
I'm sorry.
Oh! Okay, it's all right. It's okay. Well, that did nothing.
Don't you feel good about yourself?
I feel
I hate it when
like
I want to
die.
I hate it when it's like, no! Next!
Well, I mean, I could bonus action. And I'm going to bonus action Simon. You get 1d8.
Bardic inspiration.
Sounds like the reading rainbow.
Please kill the Hydra. Please kill the Hydra. Cause I hate this world. No one can kill the Hydra like you.
Please always sing that song.
Time Life presents. Dungeon Ballads on 2 compact discs or 3 cassette tapes.
For the low price of $19.99.
A $20 value for $19.99.
Order now and we'll throw in the special disc set.
That was funny.
Oh man.
Oh Lord.
So we are of a generation.
We are. So you now have my D8. Infomercials.
Okay, yeah. D8. So you're giving me a D8.
I'm giving you a D8 to use on ability checks, rolls, attack rolls.
DM, whose turn is it?
It is Simon's turn. There's a D up.
Okay. Alrighty. I want a fireball.
Fireball? Mm-hmm. Yes, you want a fireball.
Yes, you do. Fire fucking ball. That piece of shit.
Okay.
Say.
You roll a dexterity saving throw.
There you go.
Got it. Oh, I just did strength.
That's right. That's why I took
it. Oh, I missed my 2. Oh. Dexterity saving throw.
Oh. That looks like she rolled a good one.
I rolled a poopy one. I rolled 2.
Oh, good. Okay. Now it's my turn.
Oh
my god.
Fireball.
You were 1 point away of regrowing 2 heads.
Wow.
It's if he loses 35 points in a turn, 1 head goes and 2 heads grow. You got 34.
Good.
Nice.
Job, Mom.
Oh yeah, well.
That was like
Thank you.
Getting to the fucking line.
And
couldn't have gotten any closer than that.
So I shouldn't use the DA because that would make...
There's nothing to use it on.
No, there's nothing to use it on.
Oh, okay. It's just gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not gone. It's only when you need to roll to hit, to save, or something like that. That's when you use it. But you didn't need to roll anything this time.
Right.
So you just hang on to it.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard.
So up next is Soric.
I think I have one too, right? I think Scarlet gave me an inspiration too.
In the beginning, the first turn.
Yeah, so I have one too.
First attack. Nope. Second attack. 17?
17 hits?
Eat a bag of dicks.
Hey!
Yes,
I'm going to throw first level smite on top of that. Five slashing. And 8 radiant.
Excellent.
And bonus action, Shield of Faith.
Shield of Faith.
Yep. My armor class goes up by 2. So now I'm
you
a 21.
It. Ugh. Okay. Hydra's a real big pain in the ass. It's Hydra's turn. Each head is going to take a hit. I am going to roll... Oh, shit nuts. Well, next turn. That is a 27 to hit you. That hits.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, 13. Wow. 27, Vin?
Yeah.
Okay. Nat 20 on...
Oh, boy.
Simon.
Simon.
Okay. So that is... 17 on you, Scarlet.
Okay.
That is... 23 on the cleric.
23
damage.
Yeah.
And then...
Oof.
Got Simon. 34 damage.
Okay. Me?
You take 34 damage.
I'm gone.
No.
It's more than her entire hit points.
No. Yeah.
How much damage?
34.
34. I'm gone anyway. Hold on. I got hit before.
But how many hit points did you have before?
13.
Before 13. That hit, you had 13.
13.
So she's still alive. She's unconscious. What's your hit point maximum?
32.
She's still alive. She's still alive.
It has to be double her max. Mm-hmm.
She would have to take the 13 and then go past her max.
Yeah.
Which we're not there. So she's, okay. You're at zero. You're unconscious.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah. I got spells for that.
Alrighty.
Did you update it?
Yep.
Even if Simon was dead, I still have a spell for that. We're okay.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
So that was a Hydra. Ulrich, you're up.
Bonus action, mass healing word.
Scarlet, you're next.
On everybody.
Okay.
So that's the only time I can do this because I want to save my other third level slot. So everybody heals 5. Simon, you're awake again.
With 5?
With 5.
Thank you.
And everyone who took damage heals 5. Dex save.
That's good. He's not dexy at all. 13.
Good. Beautiful. 7 radiant from Sacred Flame.
Nice.
7 radiant. Okay.
That's my turn.
That's your turn. Scarlet.
And I'm saying how much?
5.
5? Okay. So a little birdie told me maybe I should change Bane. So I'm going to try Bane.
You're going to try Bane?
Yeah. I'm going to try to Bane it.
You're going to try to Bane it.
Yep.
You got it.
Charisma. Saving throw.
Charisma saving throw. He's a negative 2.
He has no Riz.
Ooh.
That's no Riz.
15?
My save is 15.
Meets beats.
I met hers.
Mm-hmm.
So meets I beats. Beat it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, it does nothing.
I tried.
So I guess I'll just give another bardic inspiration, because that's all I'm doing right now. And that's fine.
Sorry.
I'm going
you
to give it
high.
To Zorik.
Yay.
You're the only one who's
beat
not
happy. Beat the Hydra. Beat, beat the Hydra. Beat the Hydra. Beat, beat the Hydra.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Simon, you're up. How you feeling?
Me again.
Yep, you're up.
Okay.
Isn't it go so much faster when there's only 4 people?
Yeah, I know. Yes.
I was there. I was caught off guard. I was like, it's me again?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am going to do the fireball again.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
Do you have to do that again? The dexterity throw.
How many spell slots do you have? 4.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I can't. That's 2.
Mm.
I'll go with the witch bolt. 15.
To hit?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
You have an inspiration, don't you, Simon?
You have an inspiration.
D8.
To kill the Hydra. Inspiration shining through the darkness of the cave.
3.
The darkness.
So that would make it
18.
18.
Hits! Yay! Roll me that beautiful damage.
Finally, which bardic inspiration does something.
Ah, doesn't look good. 15.
Wait,
how's that not look good?
15 witch bolt damage. 15. That's excellent.
That's very good. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
And now you have witch bolt up.
Okay, that was Simon. Zorik, you're up.
If she doesn't roll 75 damage, she thinks she did terrible.
I'm just trying to picture it in my mind, so I'm deferring to you.
Yeah.
Because this thing is gargantuan, if I try to make it back to the party, is that going to provoke an attack of opportunity? Or would I still be in its threat radius?
You'll still be in its threat radius. Okay. If you want to, like, bob and weave around its heads, I won't say you're leaving the threat radius. I'll just say that you're moving through, like, around it. That's fine.
Okay. I want to make it over to Scarlet. And for my action, I'm going to do Lay on Hands. So take 15, take 15 hit points back.
Thank you!
Hey, Scarlet, he's gonna lay on hands.
Good!
About time somebody did something.
I'm gonna take 1 attack with my offhand.
You got it.
With my second attack. Nat 20!
Wow!
Whoa.
So you know what's coming!
Crit smite!
Crit smite!
It's my. So that's going to be 8 If it's second level, that's 3d8. So that is going to be 8, 16,
yeah.
24, 32, plus 3, 36.
I trust you. You just let me know.
Oh, wait, no. Because I'm... No, let me do it the right way. So it's going to be one full hit. So that's 1d8 plus 3d8. No, that was right. That was 1d8 plus 3d8 plus 3.
Do you add the 3?
Yeah, because that's my slashing. So my slashing attack is 1d8 plus 3.
Oh, okay.
I cast at a second level smite.
So that's 3 more d8.
That's 3 more d8.
Okay, so it's 4d8 plus 3.
Yeah.
So 4 times 8 is...
4 to 32, so plus 3 is 35.
35.
So that's 35, and then I roll.
And then you roll. 3d8 plus 1d8.
1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1.
Oh my god.
So it's going to be 6 slashing.
Mm-hmm.
And then 8... 17 radiant.
17 radiant. 30... Oh!
Head grows back.
Head gets dismantled. 34, right? So 34, mm-hmm. then 6, then 8, then 17. Is that what it was? Or 17 for the hit. 34 for everything else. Okay.
Yeah, 34, 8, 17.
Okay. So right as he comes over, he heals real fast. He goes over and he does one massive boom. And you see one of the heads sliver off and it wiggles as it goes and crashes on the ground. And just this stalk of the head and the head itself is like the size of a massive beast. Like it's huge.
Ew.
Does it now spawn two heads?
Where are you? You were Zorik? Yes. So it's turn now and it's going to reach up and it's going to out of this stump that's still there, you see it split, and you see two massive heads grow back straight out of that. So now it has 6 heads, and it actually heals. Okay. Smite isn't fire damage, right? Is it fire?
No, it's radiant.
It's radiant, okay. Okay, and now it's its turn, and it is going to do its attack for all of its heads. Are we ready? Here we go. 28. It's always 28!
Wait. Reaction, interception.
Okay.
So whatever damage you get, minus 9.
Thank you.
Oh, very nice. Okay. So then let me do that first then.
That was nice.
Not 20?
The damage is 22.
The damage is 22.
That's with the minus 9?
No. Then minus 9.
13.
Thank you.
She was like, and calculator. mm-hmm. 17 to hit, you little schmuck.
Nope, misses.
27.
Yep.
18 damage. Simon. I'm sorry, Simon. 24 to hit. 15 damage.
Jesus, I'm looking at my thing, what I was going to do. I'm at 5 now. So.
Beast.
Yep, she's down. He's,
I'm down again. Yeah.
He's down again. Okay. All works like, oh, god damn it. I just healed him.
Now, at this point, after all these heads are coming and they're smashing and they're trying to grab you, as they do this, you actually see the Hydra is changing at this moment. It actually begins that the heads themselves, after they do this last bite to you, they actually start distorting. And they don't look like heads with teeth anymore. The teeth look like they're retracting. And it looks like they're shifting. And now each of these heads is actually becoming an eye. And the body of the Hydra is actually looks like it's splitting open, and you see this toothy maw come out of its stomach, and the part of where it would be like almost like its chest is now you see a slit and a large eye open up.
We're level 5!
Wow.
I feel this is an important time to remember that.
This is an important time.
We're level 5!
When did you become a first edition DM?
Wait, who's up next? Ulrich, you're up.
Oh, you want to do that? Bonus action, healing word, the wizard who keeps getting knocked out. Simon, you are awake with 9.
Okay.
And deck save to the Hydra head eye thing.
Hydra head eye
thing? It's a new... You said dex save?
Yes.
Ooh.
10.
Fuck off. 5 radiant.
I will eat that 5 radiant. Scarlet, yes? What would you like to do? What do you feel like accomplishing?
Oh no!
Just go for damage.
Okay.
What do you got? What do you got for fuck you damage?
Can I do dissonant whispers at level 3?
Sure.
I think that's what I'm gonna do then.
What kind of save is it?
That would be a whiz.
Whiz? Ooh, 12? What is your save?
15?
Woo! How much damage?
Hold on. Yeah, it's 15. Oh my god, finally! 5d6. 19?
That's enough.
Yes, it is!
So, I'm gonna play this out, and then you can call your shot, okay?
Okay.
So, at this moment, it shifts from this Hydra into this beholder-looking thing. And in your mind, it looks like Wygoth. It looks like the illustration that was outside. Mm-hmm. And you're standing in front of it, and you are one of the heroes that took it down. And you feel this connection at this moment to the illustration outside, to the illustration you were all looking at when you were forced into this parallel idea. And it makes you feel strong. And you essentially look at it and you're like, not today. And you do this last moment and you see this gargantuan creature shift and fall into what looks like the owl, and it's wearing a tiara. Mm-hmm. And in the center, it looks like a small stone that looks like what you've seen before as one of those honeycomb patterns. Mm-hmm. And it's holding it in its head, and it, in its last moment, it looks to you, I'm proud of you. You've done so well. And collapses. And I can ask you what you said, and you can tell me what those whispers were, but I will say in that moment, once you say those last words, you are going to be sucked out. So there's not really a moment at that time.
Okay. The words were, you send others in fear, you rule by fear. But you don't rule me.
And you do that last dissonant whispers.
Yes.
As he says, he's proud of you. Mm-hmm. And he falls down and collapses. The four of you kind of, you feel this like moment where you almost like hit the ground. And when you feel like this slam against the ground, and you look around you, and you're in that you're still in that place. You're still in front of that mural. You're still in the maze. You're still by Banna. Where you met Banna. You are still in front of that mural that when you were looking into the eyes, that's exactly where you fell. And it was the time it took for your body to hit the ground. All of this was an illusion. All of this was a dream state. You were, quote, asleep. And Scarlet, in your hand, you are holding the orb, the eye of sleep.
So there's this.
Guess we need to put it in the box.
Simon, yeah. Don't you have a box for that?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I take it.
Yes, you take that. I did not do well with it when I was trying to open that.
I'll put it in the box. Put it in my satchel.
There you go, guys. You got another one.
Nice.
Wow. DM.
Oh, I think you got
well done, one. DM.
Well done.
I think when you said you couldn't fall asleep, I was like, fuck you! You're falling asleep!